The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
And that's what Memorial Day is all about. We're going to talk about that right now here on WPHM. He joined us every Wednesday for years and years and years when he was with the Port Huron Police Department. He's retired now. We pulled him out of retirement to come in for a day. Doug Decker. Good morning, Doug.
Morning, Paul.
Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
And you pass the baton to Lieutenant Nick Godwin. He's here as well. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, Paul.
Memorial Day, we'll have a parade on Monday. We'll get into some of the details about that. But, Doug, maybe you can just kind of talk about what Memorial Day it means to you as a military veteran.
Well, it's remembering the sacrifice, and we want to honor those that lost their lives serving our country, right, for the military, men and women. And, you know, really its origins go back to just after the Civil War in 1868, and it was called Decoration Day, and a group of Union veterans, they started decorating the grave sites of Union soldiers that had been killed during the Civil War. And from time to time, it started to build and get bigger. A lot of people now say, hey, we're the first ones really to do this in our community. Both the North and the South have taken claim for it. It was called Decoration Day. After World War I, people said we should honor all of our service members that have lost their life in all the wars, right? It eventually became Memorial Day, and in 1971, it was made a national holiday. It was on a specific date in May, and now it's always the last Monday in May, so every weekend.
So, which lends itself to a nice three-day weekend, which is great. We all get to go to the cottage and put the boat in the water and do whatever we want to do for 3 days, but we need to remember why we're able to do that, right?
Right, and to me, the big thing is we want to honor those that have fallen, right? And we want to ensure that we never forget all the sacrifices they made, right? So these people, they join the military, they go off to foreign countries, they leave their families behind, they leave parents behind, wives, husbands, they leave their children behind, and some of them never get a chance to come back and see them. So we want to remember them, right? And hopefully we'll never forget. And it's fun to get together with family, and you know, and I always say, you know, is this the true meaning, these picnics and everything? But, you know, as I get a little older, I think, well, maybe those picnics are good, right?
Yeah.
Because this is proof that life is fleeting and we don't know how much time we have with each other. And let's get together and spend time together. And but at the same time, let's remember those veterans.
Yeah, we can all do that. And at some point during the weekend, remember why we're able to have that three-day weekend. One of the ways we can do that is with the Memorial Day Parade. We have one in Port Huron on Monday, right, Nick?
We do. At the parade, we'll start at 11 a.m. right downtown. It'll be starting about road closure will be at Water and Military, and the parade will go northbound up into Pine Grove Park, where it will kind of then move into a ceremony at the Eternal Flame.
Right. And that's always a very poignant moment when everybody gathers. You know, it reminds you why we have Memorial Day.
Yeah, the parade is it's a bit different tone than like the International Day Parade. We won't hear the sirens and the police cars and the trucks and whatnot and the bands. It's a little bit more time to take a somber approach, but to also, like Doug said, to remember and celebrate those that gave that ultimate sacrifice and never got to see their families again.
I feel like sometimes we sort of forget what we're supposed to do on Memorial Day. You know, it's not Veterans Day. It's not a day to, although we should always, you know, thank veterans for their service, but that's not the purpose of Memorial Day, is it?
No, it's not. It's to remember those that have fallen, and some things we can do, participate in local events. So go to those parades, do that, visit a local cemetery and pay your respects. All right. You could do that. And I think a big thing is teach our youth about this, teach them about the sacrifices, share with them the true meaning of what Memorial Day is, and you know, while you're having that picnic. Another thing, there's a national moment of remembrance, and that's at 3 p.m. on Memorial Day. And again, this was through Congress and the President of the United States, and what they ask is at 3 p.m., could you take a moment of silence to remember those fallen troops, right, the men and women? And they say because they picked three, it's a time when people are usually gathered together on that day and doing stuff. So just take a minute to do that and remember them.
Yeah, absolutely. Good words to remember. It is the unofficial kickoff of summer. We were just talking off here about the fact that summer's pretty much here. It's going to be a busy but really quick time, isn't it?
It sure is. The events will be coming fast and furious, and we will eventually get that good warm weather. But and then before we know it, it'll be cold again. So
yeah.
Just a kind of a public service announcement for Monday when people are traveling about, and if you're coming to the parade or just going through town, just FYI that the military will be closed at 10 a.m. For the road closure. So you have to go around if you're trying to get through, or if you're planning on coming to the parade for your parking, just plan accordingly, and it'll be then also shut down north of Pine Grove Park.
Okay, good to know. Nick, appreciate it. Doug, good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Paul. I really appreciate being here.
All right, you bet. 17 past 8 o'clock now here on this Wednesday on WPHM.